And he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, but he hung the chief baker. Now 23 says, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Then, so that's 40 verse 23. Now, 41 verse 1. 41 verse 1. Then it came to pass. That is the second time we're reading, it came to pass. At the end of 2 full years. Let there be an end of a period. Now, I didn't hear a lot of amen on that. I said, let there be an end of a period. At the end of 2 full years, what happened? He said, Pharaoh had a dream. Why didn't he have the dream in the middle of the first year? At the beginning of the first year. 2 years, the question was, what was happening to Joseph? You will see. Something was happening to Joseph in 2 years. The guy was mastering the art, the gift, the grace. So all this period of what is happening to you, I decree that you will master an art and something. He was mastering something. Listen, in the kingdom, the passage of time must not just occur in a vacuum. No. It must not occur in a vacuum. Any passage of time must be filled with an action for a purpose. You cannot say even 3 years, what value have you added to your life? Even 5 years, I have been serving the Lord for 20 years, no problem. What value have you added to your life? You can't tell me even 7 years of working with the Lord. What value have you added? Genesis 5:24. He says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not. Why? For God took him. Because in the kingdom, every consecration will lead to a saturation. When God consecrates a man, he will saturate you. When he fills you, he will possess you. It is at the saturation level that you become possessed by God. That you become used by God. So for 2 years, how long have you suffered? How long have you prayed? You are building the prayer muscles. You have prayed about a thing over and over. It's been 1 year, it's been 2 years, and you are wondering, God, what have I done wrong? Why are you doing this to me? What have I done wrong? Please listen to my prayer. God is too much for me, oh, I'm breaking now, oh, and God is watching. And it's not doing anything. God, what is happening? I said, do something. God, do something. God, do something. And he hasn't done it. It's been 3 years. It's been 4 years. It's been 5 years. God is looking forward so that in your consecration, he will saturate you. And then when he has saturated you, you will see that you will come out as gold, because something bigger and something better is coming out of your life. You will see that in this interpretation, Joseph goes extra mile. He didn't do that for the two guys. And my insight in this is that he goes extra mile because he has now mastered the thing. Oh, I preach to a manager. I preach to a teacher. I preach to a young man seated here. I preach to a young lady standing and seated here. That you are getting better and finer. You are getting finer. Fine, fine. Something better is coming out of your life. Yes, something bigger is coming out of your life. Yes, your insight is growing. Your revelation is expanding. Yes, your understanding is widening. Yes, your heart is getting bigger. Yes, you are getting patient. Yes, you are getting revelation. Yes, your insight is getting deeper. Yes, God is beginning to tell you more about himself. Yes, you are beginning to understand things. Yes, until you are saturated. Yes, at the level of consecration. Yes, you aren't ready to be released. Yes, so remember that your unleashing depends on your saturation. God will not risk. Yeah, some people say that, oh, you know, I know that God will use me anyway. Anyhow, I am. Please be careful. That statement is true, but it's not fully true. Now, if we say that God can use us anyhow we are, we should be careful. I believe that God will use us anywhere we are. Only when we are available. So that it is not about just the availability, but also when you are available and ready to be trained. So then, number two, it is also about viability. Now, otherwise, why did God ignore using Saul? And then he told Samuel, leave Saul. I have prepared for myself, my servant David. And Psalm 89 verse 3 says, with my holy oil, I have anointed him. Please, don't fool yourself. God wants you available, but he also wants you viable. Tell a friend, God wants me available, but he also wants me viable. Your viability is your capacity. It's your readiness to say that I have allowed myself to be trained. No. God invests. The kingdom invests. There is an investment in the kingdom. Listen, the kingdom of God is actively investing. God doesn't waste time. He invests in man. He invests in people. And that is why he's patient all the time, working in us and working on us. The Bible says it is God who is at work in us, both to do and to will. So he's actively working in us. When you wake up in the morning, he's working in you. When you didn't get that opportunity, God is working in you. When you lost that thing, God is working in you. When you lost that blessing, God is working in you. When you felt that things aren't going well, God is working with you. When you lost that job, God is still working with you. When you wrote down exams and failed, God is working with you. When you slipped and fell, God is working with you. Because 10 times you will fall, but 10 times you will rise up. So it is not about the falling, it's about the rising up. God wants you to build a muscle. You must understand that. So the young man, 2 years, what was happening to Joseph? 3 things you will see. Something was happening. Raise your hand one more time. Pray for 1 minute and tell the Lord, help me build muscles.
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 Help
just
me
pray.
Build muscles.
Tapa. Limo sada. Taliano si
help me build muscles. Help me build muscles.
Manananana to
Rego Zaba Blash Kefam Ploda Dia Vakam Prenana Vozela Ahaya. Adia Mako Fabrica Tanda Valuske Fatunevele Asia
Kababa
Marako Seplenda Devedebe.
Ever true. Changing me. And changing you. We are come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words,
ancient words.
Ever true,
ever true.
Changing me.
Changing me. And changing you.
We have come.
We have come.
We know.
We open hearts.
Oh, oh,
oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words.
Ancient words.
Ever true.
Ever true.
Changing me.
Changing me. And changing you.
We have come.
We have come.
We
open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
When we have built muscles, God becomes confident in us. You see, the entire story about Job, when the Lord asked the devil, have you considered my servant Job? Now he's righteous. It is about, Papa, God boasting about Job to the devil. He was boasting. Think about that. God is boasting about who Job was to the devil. Have you considered? I read that guy's story and then I tell myself, sometimes we are jokers. Look, from the verse chapter 1, from the verse 13, when he heard the story that the Sabians have fallen and killed all the rams, then the Chaldeans have attacked and killed, then your daughters have been killed, your sons have been killed. It was a barrage of blows. Then in the verse 20, he said, Job tore his clothes and then shaved and fell down and worshiped. Really? Worship? Worship in the midst of such a devastating blow? Worship who? Worship for what? But you see, when at the point Job's friends began pushing him, and then Job was asking God questions, God came on the scene strongly and said, Job, where were you when I was laying the foundations of the earth? God began pummeling questions to Job. Then Job retreated and said, sir, my ears have heard about you, but now my eyes have seen you. Then he said, I know my Redeemer liveth, for in the end he shall stand upon the earth. Listen, there are levels in God. There are dimensions in God. There are channels in God. When you get one channel, another channel should open unto you. When that channel opens, another channel should open unto you. When that channel opens, another channel should open unto you. There are channels in God. So don't settle for one channel. And sometimes the problem is that we settle for one channel and we tell ourselves that is the end. I came declaring the word of God with power upon your head and your spirit, that the channels are open, and open your mouth.
Yes,
and if you believe that the channels are opening,
yes,
stop 1 foot,
yes,
clap
Lord.
Your hands,
yes,
and scream,
yes,
and give God the praise.
Oh.
Because there are channels in God. There are channels in God. There are channels in God.
Yes, Lord.
You can take your seat. There are channels in God. There are channels in God. We can't stay at one level. No. Job. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. What? He killed your children. I know my Redeemer liveth. What? You lost your job. I know my Redeemer liveth. What? You are sick. I know my Redeemer liveth. The guy duped you. I know my Redeemer liveth. You were looking for that contract and you didn't get it. I know my Redeemer liveth. You were looking forward for that opportune door, but it was shut. I know my Redeemer liveth. Because you see, that word know there is a level of knowledge. It's a new portal in the spirit that was opened unto Job to see God beyond the challenges of life. And that is what I'm believing God for, that we look as God beyond the storms. That is what I wrote in that declaration, that every billow, let it become a pillow. Let every new pillow become a pillow. There must be a higher order, a higher portal that God is opening unto us. So when one channel closes, don't stop. A new channel gets to you. A new door gets to you. A new fire gets to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And that is what we see about the life of Joseph. So look at these three things that are clear indication that the young man is in some levels. Come on, say levels. Oh, come on, say levels. How many of you want those new levels? Are you sure? I have told you that next year, L-Walk, next level. L-Walk, L-Walk. Limoni an pelitata.
Salabaya.
Gaba Rosa Talianda Amekuya. We feli hisaya torabata.
Next level.
Laga de peli itaya manaha fadias. Listen. When Pharaoh told Joseph the dream. So we are in Genesis 41 now. Quickly. Look at it. So Pharaoh told Joseph the dream. The dream is from the verse 2 of Genesis 41. Then it tells us about the dreams. Then in verse 25, the Bible says, then Joseph said to Pharaoh, when he listened to the dream, listen carefully. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Now, what do you find in this? And then verse 28, I'm going to show you something. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. The first thing we see in the second level where Joseph began interpreting dreams is that Joseph knows the authenticity of the dream. So he mentions the source. He says, the dream is one. God. Come on, say God. Joseph now knows the source. And he's telling the man that, listen, this is not a dream that came up because you are eating food and a banquet. This dream is not a manifestation of Kokonte Lapewa. No. This dream is coming from a divine source. Now, don't forget that the Pharaoh is not a believer of the triune God. The Pharaoh, they have their own gods, Osiris and Rapha and the sun god and the moon god. So he is talking about Elohim. He is talking about Yahweh to the man. Joseph had had a chance in this particular text to tell the man that the source of your dream is from Elohim, is from Yahweh, is from the Lord of Lords, is from the God of all gods. So he knows the source. Come on, say the source. Number two, follow me carefully as I run up. Number two, he interprets the dreams and he unpacks the symbols in the dream. In the verse 26 and 27, he began interpreting. He says, the seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. When you continue in the verse 29 and 31, Joseph continues, indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land, so the plenty will not be known. My goodness, this young man is interested in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. So he began unpacking the symbols. Now, what does it mean to unpack symbols? It simply means that he began dissolving hard things. What others did not understand, he was unpacking and breaking it down. So the guy is becoming a solution carrier at this stage. What the Pharaoh did not understand, Joseph is not dissolving it. Let me tell you, the days are coming, and they are coming with speed. Your presence at where you work will be a solution. You are dissolving hard things. You are opening things up. You know, somebody came telling me some things, and the guy was shocked the way I began dissolving the thing. He said, ah! Have you read it? I say, I haven't read it. I have insight. It was an international conference. They punched me a hard question. And as the question was being posed, I was praying in my head. I said, Lord, you said that when we stand before kings, we are asked of questions, we should not worry about what to say. But at that hour, what we shall say shall be given. I dissolve this hard thing. By the time the guy has finished asking the questions, my answers were flowing. So one way somebody said, Joseph, have you read? Do you have first degree in this area? I said, no. Did you do some course in this area? I said, no. Have you taken some courses? I said, no. He said, how did you get to know that? I said, well, I know. May you dissolve hard things. What is so difficult for others, may you be able to solve it for them.
Yes, Lord.
Come and say, Lord.
Lord.
I pray. Help me dissolve.
Help me dissolve.
Come and say, help me dissolve.
Help me dissolve.
Come and say, help me dissolve.
Help me dissolve.
Number three, he told the Pharaoh what to do. Now, in the first dreams he interpreted, he couldn't tell them what to do. But by the second interpretation, He told the Pharaoh what to do. I'm not telling you this dream. I'm giving you a solution. I'm giving you a recommendation. I'm telling you what to do. He was prescribing answers. Oh, Badish. The guy has never taken a course in a Greek. He's never done procurement. No, he hasn't. He hasn't done procurement. He hasn't done any leadership course. He doesn't even understand the art of delegation. He hasn't taken courses. But watch and listen. Verses 33, 36. Listen carefully. Now, he's talking to Pharaoh. Therefore, let Pharaoh select discerning and wise men, a wise man, and set him over the land of Egypt. What is that? He's telling the Pharaoh, get the right person. Tell the friend, get the right person. Let's continue. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. Number 2, he's telling the Pharaoh that you should learn how to delegate. Identify men whom you serve and you are working with. Delegate some things to them. Let's continue. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh. And let them keep food in the city. Number 3 is providing precise assignment. This man that you are selecting, I'm telling you exactly what they should do. Exactly, precision. What? What is his certification? He doesn't have an MBA. What is happening? Within the 2 years, something has happened to this young man. Let's continue. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land, for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. What is he showing? He's showing the impact of his recommendation to the Pharaoh. When you do what I'm telling you, then the land will not perish during the famine. So he carried a solution. Then the Bible says in the 37 and 38, so the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of his servant. And Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find such a one as this man in whom is the spirit of God? And I'll end on this. Please listen to me. Listen to me. I'm ending on these dualities. I thought that the brothers saw Joseph as narcissistic. A narcissistic person is somebody who is concerned about himself. Because every morning he wake up, I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. The world is about him. He's idiosyncratic. Then they say, he's coming. Here comes the dreamer. Here comes the dreamer. But I see in this text, and the Pharaoh doesn't see a dreamer. He sees a solution carrier. He doesn't see a dreamer. So you see, at one point in the circumstances of your life, you may be a problem. But at the ordained time of God, you may be a carrier of a problem. So don't worry so much. If you are a problem to somebody, you will be a solution to someone. But look at this other part. Joseph lost a home. He was thrown away from his own house. I hear the Pharaoh telling Joseph, the only difference between you and I will be the truth. The whole of Egypt is in your hands. He lost his home. He gains a nation. Whatever you have lost, you are gaining something bigger. Because God is restoring. That is a place. He lost a home. He gained a nation. Number 3. He lost a father. They killed. And they said, Daddy, some animal killed Joseph. The guy wailed and cried. But what do we see in this text as you read on? He lost his father, Jacob, but he gained the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh was more powerful than Jacob at the time. So he lost something, but he gained something. Anybody who's seated here who has lost anything, may God bring to you greater things. Whatever you have lost, may greater things come your way. But look at the final part that kills me the most. Here comes the dreamer. Let us kill him. The Bible says, Pharaoh looked at Joseph and he said, your name shall be Zephanath-Paneah. That phrase, Zephanath-Paneah, means the God has spoken and the children have lived. What does it mean? Who is the God? The God in this context is Joseph. What has he spoken? The dream interpretation he unpacked. How has the children, who are the children? The Egyptians who are going to go through famine and die. How have they lived? Joseph's dream has brought life to Egypt. He was told that he was not needed at his home and a dreamer, but he received a new name. May your solution you bring into a new space bring you a new name. You were told you were daft. Me, I was told that I'll be the last among my brothers. I was told that I was a daft boy, that I wouldn't learn, that I didn't win. I was told all kinds of words. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everything that was said against my life, I see a contrary declaration. And so this morning, I raise a counter declaration over your head. Whatever says that you will die, I raise a counter claim.
Yes, Lord.
Anywhere there is death, let there be life.
Yes, Lord.
Anywhere there is pain, let there be gain.
Yes, Lord.
Anywhere there is trouble, let there be peace.
In the name of Jesus.
And when Joseph was ending the story in Genesis 41, look at what he said. Please stand to your feet on this one as we end. I know he's faithful. I know he's faithful to me. I know he's faithful. I know he's faithful to me. Is he faithful to you?
Yes.
Is he faithful to you?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Hakashadabakos. Madali Iperos. 50:52.
Yes, Lord.
50:52. The two F's. Before the years of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph by Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, it is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. I'm declaring to somebody right now,
yes, Lord.
May all your trouble and where you are, may you forget your troubles.
In the name of Jesus.
I say, may you forget your troubles.
In the name of Jesus.
God has made me forget. He has made me forget. He has made me forget the troubles of my father's household. What is that? It's the troubles of your past. Oh. He's faithful to me. I hear the sound. He's faithful to me. He's faithful to me. I know. He's faithful. I know. He's faithful to me. God has made me forget. Then the final thing, he says, the second son he named Ephraim. Then he said, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Lift up your hands. Who said that you cannot succeed in suffering? The young man has broken the limit. He has broken the limit. In 2 minutes, you are telling the Lord something is so active in your mind that you cannot focus on God. You haven't forgotten. It's eating you up so much, you haven't forgotten. Your past is breaking you so much. It's so powerful in your present and it's actively interfering in your future. God has made me forget my father's household. Any trauma you have experienced in your past, he said, God has made me fruitful. You are praying that any struggling with your fertility spiritually, with your fertility spiritually, open your mouth. Please put your hand on your chest. Oh my God. He is faithful to me. When we are unfaithful,
yes,
he remains faithful.
Yes, Lord.
For he cannot deny himself.
Yes, Lord.
Every commitment of the Lord to you will not fail.
Yes, Lord.
Some of us have had all kinds of things in the past eating us,
Jesus,
challenging us, scaring us. Joseph lost a home. He gained a nation. He lost a father. He himself became a father. He told the brothers, today,
yes, Lord,
the Lord has made me father and Lord. Listen. May you recover everything. May you recover everything. May you recover everything. And in 1 minute, open your mouth and tell the Lord, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I slept, I recover, I fell, I recover, I was crying, I recover. I am recovering whatever I have lost.
May you
recover.
In the name of Jesus.
Gently take your seats. He is faithful to me. Oh, he is faithful to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you no quavo? Are you no quavo? Decree by the mandate of the Spirit.
Jesus.
If you feel tired right now, faithful is He who has called. And He will do it. Faithful is He who has called.
Yes, Lord.
From January 1.
Yes, Lord.
Until today, the 10th of December.
Yes, Lord.
A faithful God is He. You will see the end of 2023. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Manasseh. The Lord has made me forget my past.
Yes, Lord.
Ephraim. I will be fruitful in the land of my suffering. Open your eyes, slap your hands, put your hands together. God to praise. Come on, come on, come on. By the Lord. And let me tell you an authority. Your life is set for a great divine surprise. So relax. These days I don't worry myself on a lot of things. I'll take it cool. Tell a friend, relax. Come on, come on, come on. Say relax. Faithful is He who has called. He will bring you to a place of glory. Ah, amen. So when I call your name,